The issue of land reform in South Africa is a serious one, and we know that our land reform departments and the various commissions on restitution of land have been grappling with this issue throughout the country. There have been cases where communities have received their land back, the claims have been lodged, they have been accepted. Some people, to a large degree, have been resettled. But that is not the case when one looks at what is happening with the community of Ebenezer, located about 40 kilometers from Vredendal, where there is a court battle that is looming over a multi-million rand land restitution claim said to be the biggest in the Western Cape. We're talking about a claim worth 360 million rand. That's about 1,900 hectares of state-owned land in the area. And Eyewitness News' Xolani Koyana is following the story. Xolani, my understanding is that the court battle has got to do with certain farmers who are opposing the claim.
Yeah, good afternoon, Crickets. That's basically what's happening is, it's basically 22 farmers that are, basically, what they're saying is that they're standing in the way of basically this, whole claim being settled.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently, so the history of this is basically these people from Ebenezer lodged this claim in the late 90s.
Mm.
And then in 2014, they finally settled with the department. They agreed, we checked everything, everything is okay. And they signed an agreement. But then they knew, like, well, along the way that there were people who were staying there, but then the process was going to be for them to start negotiations, the department to start negotiations with the people who are currently occupying those portions of land.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand that 9 did eventually agree to sell, and they paid about 41 million for them. And then they are in the process of negotiating. I think it's quite a few. It's not more than 10.
Mm-hmm.
But then there is this case of these 22 who are basically disputing the entire claim, saying the community of Ebenezer does not have does not have rights to this land. They don't have a claim, and they've taken this matter to the Land Claims Court.
One wonders what the basis is of the opposition. Yes, they do not have claim, but what is guiding that position? Because we do know, if one reflects on the history of the country, people have been removed from land that themselves or those before them have occupied. I mean, what is the basis for this opposition?
So basically, that's one of the things that I'm actually trying to get a hold of, and trying to see if I can get a representative of these people that are opposing this this claim. And it was not during the briefing, they didn't really go into details about why exactly, but they just said that they are basically saying that we are disputing this claim. These people don't have a right.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have a right to lay claim to this land, so that's why we are going to the court. And the commission said it's within their rights. That's part of the law. That's what the act says. If the people, the current occupants of the land, feel that the people don't have a claim to this land, then we'll dispute it.
As you mentioned, some of the other claims have been settled, and yet what has come up, and this unfortunately ends up being an issue that we have seen throughout the country, in cases where people have been provided with their land back. The land itself would be under a trust representing the community, but already in Ebenezer, people are complaining that they are not getting enough government support after they were provided with this land.
And I think even they said, and I think if even the MPLs and the people from the trust who were there and from the communal association, they said it's frustration that's built up for all these years. Like, from the moment they lodged the claim, they had to wait about 18 years before they actually got a positive settlement.
Mm-hmm.
And now, even when they did have the settlement, there is still this long process that's in the way, and that's, they're saying that it's causing tensions between people in the community. And and we know, obviously, this court case is not going to make things any better, because it's stalling the process further. But they're saying that, so we understand with that claim, so the government pays an initial what's called seed funding, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that they can get those farms up and running. And it was about 4.6 million that they paid to them. But they're saying that that's not enough, because a lot of those farms were not in good condition, and a lot of them are new farmers. So that has been spent because they had a harvest, because they took over in August last year.
Mm-hmm.
They took over some of the farms, and they were battling to get into the harvest season. And they're saying that we don't have enough money. We don't have trucks.
Yeah.
We don't have the equipment that we need. And but the commission and the government is saying that we cannot settle this some of this money until this is actually this whole thing is settled.
Unfortunately, that is the story that one is confronted with whenever we hear of such. But Kwarane Goyana, thank you very much. We should be getting a whole lot more information from Kwarane as the story moves forward.